is pretty exciting for us, considering he's only a freshman. Taylor Foss is a kid that, you know, he was a state champ for Kearney last year, and we knew he had the talent. I think the biggest thing he had is when he got in, he didn't have the confidence because he was a freshman, you know, wrestling mainly juniors and seniors. And when you're talking about a heavyweight, and he's a kind of a small heavyweight, he's only about 250. You know, he's wrestling guys that are 285, and they're physical. And, you know, we really didn't see that in Taylor's eyes in the room. But as the season's progressing, he's starting to get a lot better, and his confidence is getting so much higher. After he won the USF duel for us, you could see him really make a turn in his wrestling. And, you know, and this week he was one match away from qualifying for nationals. So, you know, those are three guys that really stand out. Bo Pettit is another one that we knew was going to be good out of North Platte. He's just at a tough weight, you know, he's bumped around trying to find a place that he's comfortable at. Now he's finally found it, and he's ranked in the region now. And he, for some reason, just does not get calls in officiating. I've watched three different matches that he's just got totally jacked on by the refs. But, you know, that happens, and he rebounds well, and he's a quality kid. He's a tall, lanky 57-pounder, but he's super strong with his grip, so he'll do good things for us. And we got a couple guys that are going to be eligible second semester that nobody's really seen yet. So, you know, we got 6-8 solid guys that are going to go to nationals this year, I think, that are going to be able to do well for us, that are going to surprise a lot more people than me.
Well, Sean, you've got the big Hastings Open, first really huge event that's going to be held there at Hastings College wrestling-wise coming up this weekend. And as with most opens at this level, you're going to have a good mixture of NAIA teams, Division II, and then you have Division I teams that will send some of their second and third teamers. You'll have people from all over the place. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on Saturday.
Well, right now we got the Colorado School of Mines Division II program. York, myself, and Dakota Wesleyan are all going to send their entire teams. They're bringing them all. Colorado School of Mines is actually going to go out and duel York Friday night before, so that's pretty nice. And then UNO, UNK, UNL, Fort Hays have all committed to bringing their backups along with Northern Colorado. So we got two Division I schools that are going to bring their backups, and their backups are just as good as most of our starters, so they'll be good competition. Morningside, Northwestern, Dana have all also committed to bringing backups. So we'll have about 150 wrestlers, and we'll be going on four mats. So it'll be a little bit smaller than the UNK tournament, but be very similar as far as time. We'll start wrestling at 9 and hopefully be done with the finals about 5:30.
Well, Sean, sounds like things are headed in the right direction in a very, very quick mode over there at Hastings College with the first-year Bronco wrestling program. And we appreciate you giving us some time. Hopefully all goes well Saturday, and we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care, Sean.
Thank
Kelly.
You.
Head wrestling coach, Hastings College. Yeah, you start a program, boom, they're right out. They've got some dual wins. They did kind of get waxed by Dana last time out, but Dana was really the first GPAC team, I think, that got out there, at least here in Nebraska, and has made some noise, and they're a powerhouse already on the NAIA level, and Justin Hudeberg and Jamie and Rush, as he said, picked up a couple of wins in that duel. But a lot of quality wrestlers are going to be over there, and, you know, UNK and Hastings College, they're getting together, and there's going to be a lot of UNK kids, the ones that don't go to the national duels. And by the way, UNK coach Mark Bauer going to join us tomorrow. They're the defending champions of the national duels at Division II. He says they're a little banged up, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. But right now for Hastings College, a chance to go see some good wrestling right here in the Tri-Cities on Saturday, getting underway at 9 a.m.
Well, Doug, you always, you know, you said you're surprised at how many wrestlers. They got 25 on the roster right now. I think if you're looking at a new program, if you'd have told, you know, Sean Kelly, you got 25 in December, your first year, I think he said, well, what? That's probably quite a few. Well, you know, let's take a step back and let's get 12 or 15, you know, let's get this deal started. But, you know, good support over there. And they got the kids out competing.
Yeah, and as we said there when we were talking with them, a lot of them are from right here, kids that you know. Cody Millard from Hastings, Taylor Foss. You've got Brandon Hudeberg, Jamie Brisbane, Jeremy Hansen, the Rush kid out of Clay Center, Kansas, Drew Sorensen, Trevor Ritz, who went to Loop City, James Martin, who went to Wood River, Nick Conan from Hastings. In fact, I think maybe he was a St. Cecilia boy, if I remember right. You've got Mitch Herbert out of Ord. You got Troy Allen out of Ravenna. So you got kids from right here in the backyard that you probably saw wrestle in high school, and now they're at Hastings College. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. When we come back, we still got some baseball we're going to talk about. What was that Roger Clemens thing yesterday? That was a little bit strange, and we've got some email to get to. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, Daddy, probably right after the show goes off today, I don't know if they release it at noon Central or 1 Central, it's somewhere in that hour, the Hall of Fame class for Major League Baseball will be announced today. Who gets in, who doesn't get in? Not a lot of first-time, big-time names going on the ballot today, but they're talking Goose Gossage, they're talking Jim Rice. How many votes will Mark McGuire get the second time through? So that's all coming up. And then Dave Maracek, head boys basketball coach at Minden, second half of the program. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. And don't forget, we've got a lot more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gynet Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
Winter blues got you down.
It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Long Necks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
You can play them in the hall. You can listen while waiting in the mall. You can play them in the sun. Take them with you when you run. Play them in the park. It's okay to listen after dark. You can crank them in the car. Cause play on demand means they're ready whenever you are. The Doug and Daddy Show, available on podcast. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of Kearney. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to go. Just click on the Doug and Daddy podcast button and there you go.
This is Tom Craig, number 9 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature around the lower 40s. Winds out of the west or main at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows to 21 with a light southwest wind, up to 40 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 32.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, Dandy Dan is in, filling in today as our producer and engineer, and you know, has to sit down during the program. But we haven't had him fill in for quite a while. And you know what? I'm kind of checking the watch. What are we, about 22 minutes in? No major catastrophes yet? Could be a new Dandy Dan record. Just, you know, you're on a roll this week, buddy.
Look, we've got 40 minutes left.
But Derek is out, and because of some family and personal issues, and we just want to let Derek know whenever he gets back, we're going to be glad to have him, and hopefully everything works out with the family. His father... taken into the hospital last night, and so hopefully things will work out there, and we'll talk to Derek again soon when he returns to the program. So I just want to let Derek know that we're thinking about him out there and get into a variety of other things here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where it's not all over for college football season, Daddy. The Hula Bowls this week.
Oh.
Corey McEwen and Danny Woodhead.
Corey McEwen?
Oh, yeah.
The Hula Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Who?
Why wouldn't you?
I didn't see that one coming.
Are you sure? Yeah. I've got an email here. The Roger Clemens deal yesterday. The only thing Roger Clemens proved in his press conference is that he is the biggest liar since Ananias. Did I get that right?
I believe that's correct.
Since Ananias, who
a Bible term
looked to overthrow with what was it, sapphire, to overthrow the Christian. Something or other. Anyway, he would do well to keep his mouth shut before he ends up in a federal prison for perjury. What an idiot. Thanks, Saw. What did you think?
Well,
the only that he taped that interview. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Why wouldn't you
what do
come
you want
back?
Me to do?
Why wouldn't you say, tell the truth?
Exactly. Well, he did say, "Tell." I need somebody to tell the truth. I need you,
one time.
Brian. I need you, Brian. to be at this press conference and say that this is not true.
You know,
well, I can't do that, Roger, because you know some of it is.
They'll put a microphone in front of me so I can take a shot at federal prosecutors. But, you know, when you're putting a pinch on these guys, those guys are worms as well.
Never dealt with one? All right, then.
You know,
I'm glad to hear that because I wasn't sure.
You know, if they've got a gun up to this poor McNamee's head in a corner of a dark room, was it Roger Clemens? I mean, supposedly he was intimidated into...
Daddy actually did have his hand pointed like a gun.
I did. It wasn't loaded, though.
You said your finger was a gun.
You know, I don't. It'd be interesting to see how much forced coercion there was. I mean, this poor McNamee, if his wrist was behind his back and above his head.
I thought it was interesting that McNamee supposedly contacted Clemens.
I thought it was interesting that 5 days before this, when supposedly nobody knew what was going on, that McNamee calls asking for fishing equipment in Cabo.
Well, this guy's got to be.
I would have probably been hiding, but.
This guy's got to be thinking, well, yeah, he's going to Cabo, and yet his son is ill.
Dying.
There was.
Not ill.
Yeah,
dying.
Yeah, there's so many. It was strange. Again, though, Clemens has taken some extreme measures that athletes don't take. And if you want them to prove their innocence, which. Is unbelievable. I mean, isn't it innocent until proven guilty? I don't know. But to prove his innocence, I think he's coming out and trying to do that.
Do you think it helped him yesterday, Doug, or not?
Clemens, yes.
Yes, or do you think it helped
Didn't hurt. I don't think it hurt.
But I think there's a lot of people out there, skeptics, saying, why didn't you keep drilling him?
Guess what? Just those are journalists looking for a story.
Well,
if I'd have been there, this is what I'd have done. If I was Mike Wallace, this is what I would have asked. Well, maybe he did. You can't run 2 hours of Roger Clemens. It's called 60 minutes.
Well, Mike Wallace, that's another deal. Probably could have got, and I'm sure that Roger Clemens' camp went directly to Mike Wallace, that if you're not familiar with the situation, Mike Wallace is a huge Yankee fan, spends a lot of time watching baseball games in New York, is close to the organization, is in the locker room, I mean, is around the players. I don't know that he's always got a...
I can hear it out there already. Well, then why'd they let him do the interview? Well, guess what? Roger Clemens probably would not have done the interview had it not been with Mike Wallace. So, yeah, but I've never known Mike Wallace to back down from questions too much either.
No, you know, I think that probably you got attorneys obviously breaking that tape down as well as 60 Minutes saying, you're not putting that in there, you're putting that in there. So how much do we really get to hear?
No. No attorney, after Clemens said it, told 60 Minutes they could or could not air something Roger Clemens said. I will guarantee that.
But I'm guaranteeing it when Roger, there's a lawyer standing next to Clemens when he's doing the interview.
Oh, that's possible. I'm sure there was counsel in the room.
Yes.
Yeah. Slick attorney, too. He looked like he might have been selling used cars a while back down there in Texas, but I love being a lawyer. You know what Brian McNamee needs to do?
Oh.
Because you know he's feeling like crap.
Go to maintenance day?
Well, maintenance day was last week, but you do need to go see Dr. John Klingensmith. If you've been banged around like Brian McNamee, then it's time to go get straightened out and feel better in 2008. Whiplash, one of the things that can occur that they can take care of. One of the most common consequences of auto accidents, estimated that 15 to 30% of car occupants will suffer neck pain, and maybe you were sliding around on the ice here the last couple of weeks. An individual has been left in an accident with that neck pain should come see Dr. John Klingensmith. If all MRI, CAT scans, and x-rays are negative and your doctor releases you, the next step, be evaluated by a chiropractor for abnormalities in your cervical spine that could lead to further spinal pain. Chiropractic manipulation realigns the bones in your neck so it'll heal in the correct position. If you've been in an auto accident, have chronic neck pain, or life's just banging you around, call Dr. John Klingensmith for a chiropractic examination today. 11 West 31st Street, 234-4940. 234-4940. He's talking about whiplash. I don't know. I've never seen the Taco John's monkey over at Dr. John Klingensmith, but evidently even whiplash can be cured at Dr. John Klingensmith. 11 West 31st Street, 234-4940. With that, we shall take a break. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, one of the biggest basketball games in the area tonight, this week, maybe this month. Minden-Ravenna, a girls and boys doubleheader, but we'll catch up with Minden boys coach Dave Morachik just around the corner. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up after this.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for Beer and Pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Hey, it's Jaws. This season, football's going to be a little bit different, better than ever before. It's not just because I'll be in the booth calling the game. It's because with a DLP HD TV, you'll be seeing every play in eye-popping high definition without all the motion blur. I got my nickname Jaws because I'm a big talker. But I'll tell you, DLP HD TV isn't just a bunch of talk. It's amazing. It's the mirrors. DLP HD TV. Millions of tiny mirrors take the motion blur out of sports action.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-330-1231. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-330-1231. 1-800-330-1231.
Lips Printing Service has now made things even easier for our customers. Place your orders online with ease at lipsprintzone.com. This state-of-the-art website is your 24-hour link to Lips Printing Service. Place orders, get estimates, access your account, view current proofs, and upload new projects anytime, day or night. It has never been easier to get your printing needs completed at lipsprintzone.com. Done right, on time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
To make sure you're getting the best custom home value in the Midwest, visit designhomes.com. We have been building homes for over 40 years, and every home includes our energy efficiency package, Kohler plumbing, and a Lennox furnace. Designhomes.com will guide you to the closest of our 19 design centers and will highlight popular plans and homes that are ready for immediate delivery. Before you buy, build, or rent, you owe it to yourself to visit designhomes.com.
Design Homes, your home now.
This is number 21, Derek Hagemeyer for Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to the Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1416, 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature around the lower 40s. Winds out of the west or main at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows to 21 with a light southwest wind, up to 40 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 32.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget that you can check us out on the World Wide Web. And if you miss any of the interviews on the program, like Sean Kelly that we had on earlier from Hastings College, or anything from the last couple of months, go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. It's the place to watch the NFL playoffs. Always a good time at Cunningham's Journal. All you got to go is to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Doug and Daddy podcast, and you can listen to it 24/7. Hey, Daddy, coming up this Saturday, take your hacks. Warm up. Talking to some people last night, as a matter of fact, that are trying to get some work in, maybe taking a little winter trip to get some golf in, going somewhere where you can play where it's warm. Well, you know what? You got to find some place to warm up, and maybe you don't have those facilities like some people do.
And they've got lights.
Well, in their basement. Yeah, but for the folks that don't want to warm up, they've got it at Prairie Hills Golf Course, and they have a new attitude about treating their golfers right, even to the point of getting you some cabin fever relief with the first ever Prairie Hills Long Drive Contest on their new simulator. It's coming up this Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock. Doors open at 8 a.m. It's just a $40 entry fee with cash payback. Limited to the first 50 to sign up. You're going to get some warm-up swings. And if you can hit the long ball, they ask you to come out and compete. Meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, just 9 miles north of Menards and Kearney on Highway 10. They have got a lot coming up, and it won't be long till they have more contests. They're open from 8 a.m. to midnight every weekday, every weekend. You don't have to wait for the long drive contest either. Come out and try the new simulator. Come anytime to practice and play. It's fun. It's golf. If you like golf, you'll like Prairie Hills. And don't forget, sign up today. Get registered today for their first ever Prairie Hills Long Drive Contest this Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock. Contact Prairie Hills Golf Course for more information. Well, there is some big-time basketball coming up tonight, Daddy, and not only girls, not only boys, but a rare double-dip treat where you're going to see some very quality girls and boys basketball live on our sister station, Power 99. If you're going to the gym, take the headset. If you can't make it, go ahead and take the headset along wherever you're going. And we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of the 8-1, number 3 team in Class C1, according to Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World-Herald. Minden Whippet head coach Dave Morachik joining us on the Doug and Danny Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Hey, I look back at the schedule. We've seen you a couple times already, a couple of your biggest wins of the year against Central Catholic and Ainsworth. And the first of the year here, Gothenburg and Valentine, have struggled a little bit. But before that, you were playing winning team after winning team after winning team. And I guess for you, you're going to start a stretch here where your next four teams, and if you've caught the article in the Omaha World-Herald or online today, you're going to see that they have 32 wins between the next four teams and only six losses. And it's not just tonight. You guys have one of the toughest schedules of anybody in the area.
Yeah, and I tell the boys that too. And the boys know that coming into the season that we were going to be faced with a lot of very good teams. And first and foremost, we just said we're going to take one game at a time and try to evaluate after each game of how we're going to be playing the next week and the following week and the following week after that. And to get a win against a very good Bill Gavers team, Grand Island Central Catholic, kind of set the tone for us that we knew that we had a pretty good team when we battled them tough. And then to play Ainsworth, a previous state championship team at our place, and have a big crowd and play so well there. And after that game, the boys just felt that, hey, anything's possible, and hopefully that we can keep it rolling.
Dave, you knew you had a pretty good team, but did you see the number 3 ranking coming?
No, not at all. And I'm being realistic too. I don't know if we're the number 3 team in the state right now. C1 is just loaded with exceptional talent this year, and all we want to do is set our goals of being a conference champs, a Southwest Conference champs, which we haven't done in about 10 years here in Minden, and then hopefully go down and play in sub districts and maybe have a good chance at a wild card too against the St. Cecilia and a Boone Central team that are both exceptional teams as well.
Dave Morachik, he's the head boys basketball coach at Minden, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, take us back. There was a lot of talk build up for the Ainsworth game. The game lived up to the hype. And even talking with you yesterday, it's kind of hard to keep that same level of intensity going. You went into Christmas break. You came back with 2 knockouts against Axtell and Adams Central. But talk about looking at a big game like Ainsworth and being able to snap a winning streak, and then what's happened since then.
Yeah, when you put a lot of emphasis on a game like Ainsworth, where they're a conference team and where they beat us pretty handily twice last year, and the boys knew each other. They play against each other quite a bit against the Ainsworth boys, and coming into that game, they really had a focus of saying, hey, these guys are the state champs last year. They lost a couple players, but at the same time, they wanted to see where we were at as far as how much we progressed from last year to this year, and they really practiced well, and they really prepared well, and they really took their roles seriously, and we came out with a pretty hard-fought 59-58 win on a bank shot on a free throw with no time left. So it was a great emotional win, and it's taken about a week to 10 days, 2 weeks to kind of come off that high, and now we got to refocus and say, hey, we got a very tough middle stretch of the season before the conference tournament. Hopefully we can play Ainsworth again in the conference finals.
Dave, you go back to that Grand Island Central Catholic to be a pivotal win for you guys. You know, I always think a team like you guys that know you're pretty good, but that confidence boost just had to shove you in a new gear, didn't it?
Yes, and we really respect Grand Island Central Catholic's program. We try to do some of the same things. We watch films on them and try to do some of the same things that Billy does up there. I think Billy's one of the best coaches in Central Nebraska, and any time that you can play defense with them, you know that you're going to come out a very hard-fought victory. And when we did that, the boys just said, hey, we beat a very good Grand Island Central Catholic team. Anything's possible now.
Dave Morachik joining us here from Minden. They play Ravenna tonight. Girls go first at 6:15. They're rated. They're unbeaten. The boys lost in overtime to Adams Central, who's 10-0 and ranked 9th in Class B. Talk about the game tonight. I was talking with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep about this earlier today, and you can find out more at their website as well. But you look at this game tonight, they're 12-0. It's not like this is the first really good team that you've played, Dave. Your team's
like to do a lot of the same things.
Yes, Paul's got his team playing very well. They beat Grand Island Central Catholic early in the year as well, and for them to be ranked number one in C2, they deserve all the publicity they get, because I've seen them play three or four times in person, and I've also been fortunate enough to get a bunch of tapes on them, and they can really shoot the ball well. And they have a good inside game and an outside game where they're playing up and down the court, they're playing full court, and they're playing pressure defense, and they're very well coached. I mean, Paul's back for the full season now. He's feeling good, and he's got his players playing exceptionally well. And, you know, even if they have a tough district, I know that, but even if they don't get there through the district, I think they got a great chance to be at the state tournament as far as the wild card as well.
Dave, when you look at the like a point scored tonight, if you, you know, I see you're scoring in the 50s, maybe the low 60s most of the time. If this game, the way the tempo that Ravenna likes to play, if that game's able to get in the 60s or 70s, do you say we got to keep it in the 50s?
Yes, and with this game coming up like this, you know, the defensive intensity is going to be in possession by possession is going to be so critical, and we try to tell our boys, you know, if they miss a shot, we can't give them a second shot as far as an offensive rebound, because every possession is going to be very critical. And we're hoping that it stays in the low 50s to the mid 50s, because then we know we got a chance and our defense is playing exceptionally well then.
Dave Morachik, the head boys basketball coach of the Minden Whippets. Dave, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to seeing you guys tonight over at Ravenna, and best of luck.
Hey, thanks you guys for all you do for high school athletics, guys.
Sure appreciate it. Have a good day.
Dave Morachik, head boys basketball coach at Minden, at Ravenna tonight, at Alma. And Alma has been a kind of a thorn in Minden's side. When Ravenna's been good, Alma's been good. And they had a classic matchup a couple of years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it's been. Alma's 7-2, and they waked the world up by knocking off Axtell last week, which I think opened some people's eyes. And just a one-point win for Minden over Axtell in the holiday tournament. In fact, that's their lowest offensive output of the year. You wouldn't think Axtell and defense. They like to both get up and down the floor, but that was a one-point win in the holiday tournament. Then St. Paul comes over next Tuesday, and Holdridge is going to be playing them the following game on the 18th. So they've got 10 games remaining, according to my count, in the regular season, saying that they'll win two games in the conference tournament, get a first-round bye, and get into the finals. So they got 10 games left.
Then they can take February off.
Well, their February opponents do not look as tough right now as their January opponents, that's for sure. But you look at those wild card points, and, you know, I think that's the interesting thing. You know, Minden, if they win, fine. If they don't, the wild card is meant for whoever doesn't come out of that. It's going to be tough to beat St. Cecilia. I mean, Minden, St. Cecilia, and then Boone Central's on the other side. I mean, right now, those teams are just unbelievably strong teams in Class C1. But a good gauge tonight, and I don't know. Ravenna's hard to beat at home. Very tough to beat at home.
Can I just say one thing?
That you live in Minden?
Go Whippets.
Hey, by the way, you bring up an interesting point, Dan Beck, no relation to Tim Beck, the new running back coach at the University of Nebraska, but we do have a Tim Beck in Minden.
That's absolutely correct.
He is not the new running back coach.
No, but he might be able to take a shot at that.
But you are related to that Tim Beck.
Yes, I am.
So you're related to Tim Beck, just not the guy that would help us out on the show.
I'm sorry. Tim may very well help you out on the show.
You volunteered his phone number, and I went, What is this? This is 832. I know this ain't right. Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up. We've got a little bit more we want to talk about on the Doug and Daddy Show as well, so stay with us here on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Hello?
Is this where I go to get a recording contract?
Well, this is a music label, but you're a...
Cheesy Gordita Crunch from Taco Bell, but I want to be a rapper.
You're a Cheesy Gordita Crunch who wants to be a rapper?
Yeah, I think I'm going to change my name to Cheesy G.
I see. What makes you special?
I'm warm flatbread, covered in 3 melted cheeses, wrapped around a crunchy taco, and topped with a zesty pepper jack sauce. I'm crunchy, chewy, and cheesy.
What does being crunchy, chewy, and cheesy have to do with rap?
Boom. Boom, boom. A lecture on texture.
Okay.
I'm chewy and gooey. I'm cheesy and easy.
Then what about crunchy?
I'm all so crunchy. I just haven't got a cool rhyme for that yet.
We'll be in touch.
Taco Bell's Cheesy Gordita Crunch. Warm flatbread covered in three melted cheeses, wrapped around a crunchy taco and topped with a zesty pepper jack sauce. To get crunchy, chewy, and cheesy, think outside the bun. At participating locations for a limited time.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature around the lower 40s. Winds out of the west or main at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows to 21 with a light southwest wind, up to 40 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 32.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Give me a bird noise or something, would you? Well, you're such a good bird. Give me a whistle or something.
What are you, weird?
I can't do bird noises. I love to hear your bird noises.
Well, maybe we should have lunch sometime. 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the number to know because Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is here. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for the $25 gift certificate to Troutman's. Freshest meat anywhere. Sausages out of the smokehouse every day. Whether you're into steaks, snack sticks, cheeses, they've got a bunch of it at Troutman's. Oh, it's so, so good. Here we go. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, with some interesting knowledge, interesting facts leading up to the trivia question today.
Well, the Holy Land that they call football in Florida sent five bowl teams. Only one of them won in their bowl game.
Oh, people are calling already. This is my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
This is my favorite part. Hey, Dan, let's get a caller right on the air here. Because this is my favorite part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, when they call beforehand. So let's go to the phone lines here and let's see if our first caller today knows the answer. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
Yeah, you're looking for the Florida International.
Yeah, that's the wrong answer. But thanks for calling. Sure appreciate it. Go ahead and finish the question now, Daddy.
Well, the leader of Florida International happens to be Howard Snellenberger. He had the lone winner of Florida.
He's coached at Miami of Florida, Oklahoma, Louisville.
He won his fifth bowl game. How many bowl games has Howard Snellenberger lost?
He's only won five bowl games? Okay. Dan will be taking the calls off air now, looking for the winner of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. How many bowl games has Howard Snellenberger lost?
Are you looking for Florida International?
It's in Florida, right?
Somewhere around those parts.
I just got to be thinking on the other side. They're going, are you kidding me? I finally got through once, and look what they did to me. Look what they did to me. It's unbelievable. While Dan looks for the correct answer on how many bowl games Howard Schnellenberger's teams have lost, Nebraska played five teams that finished in the top 25, Daddy. 3, 4, 7, 10, and then also, we didn't play Tech, did we? We didn't play Tech.
No,
we played A&M. So we played four teams in the top 10, Southern Cal, Missouri, Kansas, and Texas. So had some power rankings in there.
Yeah, it was, not too bad at the end. I didn't compete very well with three out of the four of them, but
yeah, that's true.
We got a winner.
We've got a winner. We do have a winner on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Congratulations to Riley and Carney. He knows that Howard Schnellenberger, in all his years of coaching, has lost how many bowl games, Daddy?
Zero. He's 5-0 in his postseason career.
God, every time you see, why do you got it? Why you got it? We had a great show going, and no, now all anybody can think of is Turner Gill pass a little bit behind Jeff Smith, bouncing off that hurricane head, denying us the national championship in the 83 season, the 84 Orange Bowl. Thanks, Daddy. Sure appreciate it. Thanks for bringing us down. That's fine.
Just wanted to put the cherry on top of that ice cream sundae.
Nice job. But Riley, a winner of the $25 gift certificate to Troutman's. Troutman's Quality Meats, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, every Tuesday. And I was glad to get it back on Tuesday because the last two Tuesdays have been Christmas and New Year's, so we had to do it on Wednesday. But Kerry and the gang, be sure to stop by and see him today.
Douglas, as you look back at the 32 bowl games that were played, just off the, I don't need you to go back and look at each one, but biggest surprise to you as you look back?
I'll see. I got the list in front of me. The biggest surprise? The biggest surprise. The biggest surprise.
See, I would say Michigan and the way they were able to take
that,
care of
it. Yeah, I will say that.
That's a very good one.
Although they killed Florida. They gave it up four times and still beat them. I mean, that was a whooping. I was shocked that Oklahoma got blown out. I was shocked by that. I did not see that coming at all, even though everybody in the world thought Oklahoma was going to win that game. You know, fine if West Virginia wins, kind of a Virginia Tech Kansas type of a ball game, but I did not see that coming at all. Appalachian State did receive some votes, by the way, in the final Associated Press top 25 poll.
Good for them.
I think so, too. Whoever voted for them, that's a thumbs up. I don't know. It started all the way back on December 20th with Utah and Navy and UCLA's performance against BYU in the Lesser Bowl games. Even though that might not have been the greatest game in the world, UCLA probably should have won that game, having a short field goal blocked at the end. You know, Boise State getting beat by East Carolina, you could almost see that coming, being the Cinderella off of last year and being a huge favorite in that ball game. I thought the Big 12's performance outside of Oklahoma was very solid in the bowl games this year. Kansas won. Missouri blew out Arkansas. Texas Tech came back to beat Virginia.
A&M probably should, you know, had a chance.
That was a good competitive game against Penn State. Colorado, they're not a good football team, but neither was Alabama. And to have a chance to come back in that game proved that neither one was a very good football team. It was a tale of two halves. And so you had that. Oregon was a surprise. The way they bounced back without having a quarterback in Dixon, and the way they played down the end of the season and just absolutely looked horrible. Like a game, like if you could just invite the 32 best teams coming into the bowl season, Oregon might not have even been invited because they were playing that bad. And they just rolled South Florida, who was an afterthought, an absolute afterthought. They were this year's Rutgers.
Well, I mean, if you keep going, obviously, Georgia's performance defensively against Colt Brennan and the way they were able to stop him, 8 sacks, I believe, 3 interceptions, 2 fumbles. Amazing performance defensively from Mark Richt's Bulldogs.
You don't want to overlook either Oklahoma State and the way they played. That was one of our picks. We liked Oklahoma State at the beginning of the year. I don't know. I think Oklahoma State did almost as much as they possibly could do. They did not crack the Texas and Oklahoma into the top two of the South. But outside of that, you know, outside of the Mike Gundy moment, you know, it was a good year. They overcame some injuries. They overcame some departures, and they walloped Indiana in the Insight Bowl.
See, interesting story today in the Lincoln Journal Star has the BCS officials to at least discuss the 2 games and then a playoff, basically pitting 1 against 4, 2 against 3, and then basically having 2 semifinal games and then a final game because they're trying to shore up 2010's contract with the TV networks. And just bringing that up. Thank God this Fox, this deal, this little experiment with Fox and this charade they put on during the
Is it over?
Oh, thank God. It's got to move to a different station than that. You can't just jump in to do it for the biggest games of the year, guys. It just doesn't work.
No,
the cameras weren't right. The lighting stunk. The whole picture stunk. I thought the whole deal stunk.
Joe Gibbs resigning as Washington coach. Quick thoughts there?
67 years old. Why would you want to do that and put those hours in at 67 years old when you've got the resume that he's been able to build up? Take a break, relax, go watch a car race.
Well, yeah, he's into that as well. There's no doubt about it. And trying to check and see if there's anything that we might have overlooked on today's program. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame is coming up, and so keep it there. We've got email to look at here from one of our favorite emailers in the entire area, and Adam in Holdridge. But we might get a chance to get to that. I did want to mention the Bowl Bonanza. We'll take a look at those emails tomorrow. We didn't figure up the breakdown. We have the second and third place winners that we're going to announce tomorrow for the Hogan Sporting Good. What was it, $50 gift certificates, yeah. Gift cards? Thanks to Hogan's for sponsoring the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, and we'll have a couple of winners in that. But, you know, it's not going to be winners again. It's going to be second and third because
they're losers.
With the LSU cover last night, who went 9-1? Of all the people in all the world that were in the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, no 10-0s, no 8-2s, nobody did better than 7-3, except
Douglas, you crazy wild fox.
We didn't need that last score last night because that would have been almost right on the over-under numbers as well. So, hey, we want to thank Sean Kelly, head wrestling coach at Hastings, Dave Maraci, head boys basketball coach at Minden. Tomorrow, Jason Boyd, Kearney girls basketball coach, UNK wrestling coach, Mark Bauer.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
Mid-America Market Information.